Some of the topics we learn about include the machlekes in Reb Shimon's opinion of petach hamor mutbana. A petach hamor is permitted in all benefits even before it is redeemed. However, does Reb Shimon agree la'achar arifa asabahana? If the owner did not redeem the petach hamor for a set to be given to the kain, but instead the donkey was decapitated, does the carcass become asabahana or not? The machlik is regarding tumas oichlin, whether items that are asr ba'anah are considered an oichl, a food, to be susceptible to the tumah of foods, and whether petach hamor is susceptible to tumas oichlin. Hechsher, food is susceptible to tumah only if it first becomes wet from a liquid. Machshava, tumas oichlin applies only to something that is generally eaten by most people, which classifies it as an oichl, a food, but something that is generally not eaten by most people is not a food. Unless the person has machshava, specific intentions for this to be eaten by him or by others, which then renders this item a food. If the owner refuses to redeem the petach hamor and give this set to the kohen, he must decapitate the hamor from behind his head with a large, smooth knife and bury it.